the night before, I went out to my spot there, and by myself, I heard a bull and a cow, a moose out there, and I seen a black bear as well. So I was out there, you know, calling away, and the moose didn't come towards me. So it got dark, and I went to town, told a couple buddies that I heard a moose out there. So next morning, me and Mikey Quarrel went out there to see if we could call him up. And as soon as we got in the woods, not even 2 minutes out of the truck, we seen this, what looked like a stump at first, and then turned into being a bear. The bear started coming towards us on the road, so we backed up probably 50 to 60 feet, and then the bear kind of figured out what we were, I think. Anyways, he went up in the woods, went around us. He was about 75 feet away, coming around us to about our 3 o'clock, and then just started coming right towards us. And I told Mikey, he's coming at us. Should we shoot him? And I, at this point, thought it was a black bear. You know, being in the woods there is a little bit darker, but
he wasn't. Was he real big, or?
He seemed big. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it could have been a bigger black bear. It all happened so fast, we didn't really have time to react. So.
And he seemed like he was stalking you or coming to check you out or something.
Oh yeah, he put the stalk on us. He saw us, and then he went up in the woods around us and started to come towards us from a different angle, and he's coming right at us. And luckily I could see over this hill, and I could see him, and he kept coming, got about 30 to 40 feet away, which was very uncomfortable, and he just kept coming, and I shot him, and he let out this huge giant roar and spun around and took off up the hill.
So you got a pretty good shot off. That's pretty close range. And
yeah, I looked in my scope and I saw nothing but black. Uh-huh. So I shot and
hit him somewhere.
I believe I hit him first right here in the shoulder.
Okay. And so he took off at that point. Then did you follow him?
No, we did not. We after that roar, we looked at each other and said, "Hey, do you want to be here?" And not really. So we kind of agreed that we'd let him bleed out, and went and got in the truck and went to town and got my buddy Nick Boggs and his dog, which is, he's a very good blood dog, blood trail dog anyway. And we took him out there, and we thought he'd be 100 feet away, 200 feet, you know, typical. If you get a good shot on a bear, he's not that far. So come to find out, Boomer gets on the blood trail and starts trailing him, and we're going up these ridges, down this little ridge, up another one. It's pretty steep terrain back in there, and finally we come down to the bottom of the hill, or about halfway down the hill, and Boomer starts barking really bad, and we figured we could hear this bear going back down the hill. And you could see blood spots where he'd sit and rest and stuff. So he's bleeding pretty good. And
are you still thinking it's a black bear at
this
point?
Yeah, still thinking it's a black bear, wondering how the hell he's still alive. Mm-hmm. And so we come out and we push down the hill more, and Boomer follows him. And we get down to where the hill comes to a flat spot and onto the little road. And we could hear him, but we can't see him because it was really thick brush and stuff. So we're kind of sketched out about going down there. And finally, we all agree that all three of us are going to go out together. And we come around this little hill, and about 15 feet away, there's this big old bear standing there. He gets up, stands on his hind legs, and roars, and he looks like he's going to come at us. So knowing that he's wounded, we shot him 4 or 5 times with a pistol and 1 or 2 more times with a rifle.
Yikes. A pretty scary thing to be trailing a bear.
Very scary, yeah.
At that point. And then at that point, you saw that he was maybe not a black bear.
Well, even after we shot him, I tagged him as a black bear on my tag. Even after we shot him, he looked black. Like, mm-hmm. the hide was very black because we were in the woods and, you know, the shade and the trees, and it was a little bit darker inside the tree line. So, but then one of us, I think it was Mikey or Nick, said, look at those claws. They're pretty big and long. And then the snout was really long. And so we were up in the air. So we called the trooper, let him know what happened. And, you know, he came out later out to Nick's house and verified that it was a brown bear. And
so it turns out you get cited for all that, even calling it in.
Yeah. I, even though it charged me, I got a citation for a ticket, and I got to go to court here on November 1st.
So, scary story. This is somewhere on the south end of the island. Can you give any a little bit more clue about where you were without giving away your spot?
Oh, I don't care about that. It's the first left past Blind Slough picnic grounds up on the access road to the power lines.
Okay.
So it's probably about a half a mile away from the picnic grounds. And there's been reports of this bear killing black bears by the grass flats, dragging a moose across the grass flats. The guys out there at the slough, the fishery there out there, they said they've seen him a couple times. And he had an absent tooth. His tooth was broken in half, and he's a little angry.
Yeah, I guess so.
So who knows if maybe next summer he could have been down on the by the picnic area when all them kids are out there. So
yeah. Scary to think about. I know there's lots of reports out there, but now there's one less.
There is.
But there might be more, it sounds like, from what people see out there on the island.
Yeah, I believe so. So, yeah, I'd suggest bringing a big gun and don't go out there alone.